their grief. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Another community in mourning will welcome President Biden and the First Lady. Later this morning, they'll travel to Uvalde, Texas, where last week 19 students and two teachers were killed by a gunman inside their elementary school.
We're now learning that Uvalde police hosted an active shooter training scenario in March. This, as many questions remain as to why nearly 20 officers waited in a hallway outside the classroom for more than 45 minutes during the attack.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A second city marred by a mass shooting this month has laid its final victim to rest. 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield was one of 10 people killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Vice President Kamala Harris attended her funeral yesterday.
I cannot even begin to express our collective pain as a nation for what you are feeling in such an extreme way.
Authorities say the white suspect, who's behind bars, targeted the store, which is located in a predominantly black neighborhood. A shooting in downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee, has reportedly left multiple people hurt. The victims are believed to be teenagers or up to 20 years old. One person was said to be detained. Holiday weekend headaches at airports across the country. Yesterday, more than 1,500 flights were canceled, according to the tracking website FlightAware. Already today, more than 200 have been nixed.
United Airlines tells Fox News in part, quote, United is seeing an unprecedented demand for leisure travel and a rapid acceleration in demand for businesses and long-haul international travel, making this the busiest summer since the pandemic.
Fox's Nate Foy. Passengers are also dealing with sticker shock. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man with a gun was shot and killed by a woman with a gun, and police say she saved several lives. It happened at an apartment complex in Charleston, West Virginia, last week. Dennis Butler, the victim, had apparently been told to stop driving around a group of kids.
He left and returned, and Charleston Police Lieutenant Tony Hazlett says Butler opened fire with an AR-15-style rifle.
Fox's Roger Stern. Police say a woman attending the party drew a pistol and fired on Butler. She then waited for police to arrive and is not facing any charges. No partygoers were hurt. Police say Butler was a convicted felon who did not legally possess the weapon he fired. A mother and her three young children were shot to death at their home in central Michigan, and the suspected gunman is the husband. He's hospitalized with a gunshot wound to the head, according to police in Mecosta County. The circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear. The local school district is expected to offer counseling. During a rally in Wyoming, former President Trump went after one of his harshest critics, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney has helped the radical Democrat Party weaponize the national security state and law enforcement against MAGA and MAGA supporters.
Mr. Trump has endorsed Harriet Hageman, who faces Cheney in an August primary. Cheney voted to impeach the former president. She's also a member of the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. The New York Rangers are still alive. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes last night 5-2 to force a Game 7 in their second-round playoff series. The winner of tomorrow night's game will face the Tampa Bay Lightning in the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.